Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. After making a name for herself fronting Stan Kenton's orchestra in the late 1940s, the smoky-voiced June Christie broke out on her own and released one of the quintessential cool jazz vocal albums, Something Cool, from 1954. On this show, we'll feature tracks from both the original mono and the reissued stereo version of this classic album. Also, we'll listen to some songs by two other artists who were reinventing themselves in the early album era of the mid-1950s, Mel Torme and Ella Fitzgerald. It's June Christie and Something Cool, coming up on Afterglow.
Listen, sweet, I repeat, how long has this been going on? Oh, I feel that I could melt into finding another world. Kiss me once, then once more. What a dunce I was before. What a break, for heaven's sake. How long has this been going on? Sleep, let me dream. that it's true. Kiss me once, then once more. What a dunce I was before. What a break, for heaven's sake. How long has this been? How long has this been going on?
June Christie and Stan Kenton with How Long Has This Been Going On? Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. June Christie's 1954 album, Something Cool, the debut solo album for the singer, was one of the most highly acclaimed vocal jazz albums from this era. Coming up this hour, we'll feature this album, as well as listen to some tracks from Mel Torme and Ella Fitzgerald, who also released career-changing albums around the same time. June Christie, born Shirley Lester in Springfield, Illinois in 1925, got her start singing in Stan Kenton's orchestra, replacing Anita O'Day after O'Day's departure from the group in 1945. Christie and O'Day are two singers cut from the same cloth, both smoky-voiced Midwesterners, always a little out of tune, but in a good way, and incredibly smart and confident behind the microphone. Both allied themselves with the cool school of singers, a certain laid-back jazz style from the West Coast. After leaving Kenton's group in the early 1950s, Christie signed with Capitol Records. As a solo artist, she wanted to escape the shadow of Kenton, and her first album, Something Cool, helped to establish her new identity. Certainly, the album's title gave the listener a sense of what to expect. The lead-off and title track from this album, written by Billy Barnes, is a gorgeous soliloquy that features Christie at her dramatic peak. When you listen to the song, imagine someone like Blanche DuBois spinning a yarn in a barroom late one evening to a male suitor. Christie recorded this song twice, once in mono in 1953 and once again several years later for the stereo reissue of Something Cool. While the stereo version of the track is crisper and sounds a little more expansive, Christie's delivery is no more compelling than in this original mono version. Here's June Christie from 1953 with Something Cool on Afterglow.
Something cool. I'd like to order something cool. It's so warm here in town, and the heat gets me down. Yes, I'd like something cool. My, it's nice to simply sit and rest a while. Now I know it's a shame I can't think of your name. I remember your smile. I don't admit it's very old, but it's simple and neat. It's just right for the heat. Save my furs for the cold. A cigarette. As a rule, something cool. I bet you couldn't imagine that I one time had a house with so many rooms I couldn't count them all. I bet you couldn't imagine I had 15 different beaux who would beg and beg to take me to the ball. And I bet you couldn't picture me the time I went to Paris in the fall. And who would think the man I loved was quite so handsome, quite so tall? It's just a memory I had, one I almost forgot, 'cause the weather's so hot and I'm feeling so bad. About a date, oh wait, I'm such a fool. He's just a guy who stopped to buy me something cool. Take romance. I'll take romance while my arms are strong and eager for you. I'll give my arms the cue. I'll take romance. So, my lover, when you want me, call me in the hush of the evening. When you call me in the hush of the evening, I'll rush to my first real romance. While my heart is young and eager and gay, I'll give my heart away. I'll take romance. So, my lover, when you want me, call me in the hush of the when you call me in the hush of the evening, I'll rush to my first real romance. While my heart is young and eager and gay, I'll give my heart away. I'll take romance. I'll take my own romance. Hide your heart. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sign down, you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring.
June Christie with Van Heusen and Burke's It Could Happen to You. Before that, I'll Take Romance and Something Cool. All songs from the original mono release of Something Cool for Capitol Records in 1954. Something Cool was released just as the album format was gaining traction, and much like Frank Sinatra's first two albums for Capitol from the same time, the record was released in the 10-inch format. Capitol Records soon realized that the 10-inch record was likely to be eclipsed by the 12-inch record, so in 1955, Capitol sent Christie back into the studio to cut four more tracks to be added to that longer 12-inch version. We'll feature some of those songs in just a bit. But first, let's turn our spotlight away from Christie and onto another artist the exact same age who was also going through a career reinvention around this time. But instead of using Capitol Records as the place for a big break, this artist in question, Mel Torme, was turning away from Capitol Records. Eager to shed his velvet fog crooner image, Torme left Capitol in 1955 for Bethlehem Records, an up-and-coming pure jazz label. It was seen as a bit of a risky move at the time for Mel Torme, but he brought along some of the finest arrangers with him to Bethlehem, including Andre Previn, Russ Garcia, and Marty Paich. Here's a track from his first album with Bethlehem called It's a Blue World from 1955. Mel Torme with Duke Ellington and Paul Francis Webster's I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good on Afterglow.
Never treats me sweet and gentle the way she should. I got it bad and that ain't good. My poor heart is sentimental, not made of wood. I got it bad, and that ain't good. When the weekend's over, Monday rolls around, I end up like I start out, crying my heart out. Lord above me, make her love me the way that she should. I got it bad, and that ain't good. But when the fish are jumping and Friday rolls around, my gal and I, we gin some and pray some, sin some. Lord above me, make her kisses, a fine romance, my friend. This is, we should be like a couple of hot tomatoes, but you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes. A fine romance, you won't nestle. A fine romance, you won't wrestle. I might as well play bridge with my old maidens. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance. A fine romance, my friend, this is. True love should have the thrills that a healthy crime has. We don't have half the thrills that the march of time has. A fine romance, my good woman, my strong, aged in the wood woman. You never give the orchids I send a glance. No, you like cactus plants. This is a fine romance. Potato, I say potato, you say potato, and I say potato, potato. You say either, and I say either, you say neither, and I say neither, either, either, neither, neither, let's call the whole thing off. You like potato and I like potato. You like tomato and I like tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we have to part, then that would break my heart. So if you like pajamas and I like pajamas, I'll wear pajamas and give up pajamas. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off off. Let's call the whole thing off. Things have come to a pretty pass. Our romance is growing flat. For you like this and the other, while I go for this and that. Goodness knows what the end will be. Oh, I don't know where I'm at. It looks as if we two will never be one. Something must be done. like potatoes, and I like potatoes. You like tomatoes, I like tomatoes. Potatoes, potatoes, tomatoes, tomatoes. Why don't we call the whole thing off? You like bananas, and I like bananas. You like pajamas, I like pajamas. Bananas, bananas, pajamas, pajamas. Why don't we call the whole thing off? If you go for oysters and I go for oysters, I'll order oysters and give up the oysters. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off. Let's call the whole thing 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 off.
Mel Torme and the Marty Page Dectet with George Gershwin's Let's Call the Whole Thing Off. That's from Torme's 1957 record for the Bethlehem label called Mel Torme Sings Fred Astaire. Before that, Jerome Kern and Dorothy Fields' A Fine Romance from the same record. And starting that set, we heard Torme with I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good from his first album for Bethlehem called It's a Blue World from 1955. The early Bethlehem records marked a turning point in Torme's career, from pop crooner to a bona fide jazz singer. Likewise, the first album for June Christie from this same time, called Something Cool, marked a turning point for her as well, from the Stan Kenton frontwoman to legitimate solo artist. Let's listen to more from Something Cool, this time highlighting a few tracks that Christie recorded in 1955 for the extended 12-inch version of the record. Here's June Christie with I'm Thrilled on Afterglow.
It's like the magic of springtime when you enter a looking at you and knowing your lips have touched mine as if in a dream divine. Oh, but I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled by things that you do, the way that you echo my name, as though with a heart of flame. Oh, but I'm thrilled. It's like the magic of springtime when you enter symphony seems to play swing time, and a million roses burst into bloom. I'm thrilled just holding your hand, or standing beside you while you look in my eyes and smile. I'm thrilled, gee, but I'm Somewhere, someday, we'll be close together, wait and see. Oh, by the way, this time the dream's on me. You'll take my hand and you'll look at me adoringly. But as things stand, this time the dream's on me. It would be fun to be certain that I'm the one, to know that I at least supply the shoulder you cry upon, to see you through till you're everything you want to be. It can't be true, but this time the dream's on me. It would be fun to be certain that I'm the one, to know that I at least supply the shoulder you cry upon, to see you through till you're everything you want to be. It can't be true, but this time the dream's on me. Do, 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 you do. This time the dream's on, ba, 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 da, on me.
June Christie with the Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer tune, This Time the Dream's on Me. Before that, the Sidney Lipman and Sylvia Dee tune, I'm Thrilled. Both tracks were recorded for the 12-inch mono re-release of Something Cool in 1955. We'll feature more of June Christie's album Something Cool after a short break. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan in downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iHeartSoma.com. And from Central Wesleyan Church of Bloomington, a welcoming intergenerational church, expanding its congregation by offering services at two locations, 518 West 4th Street and 3001 North Prowl Road. Information at 4thStreetWesleyanChurch.org. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been featuring the album Something Cool, a turning point in the career of singer June Christie, as she moved from lead singer in Stan Kenton's orchestra to solo artist. Coming up, we'll hear a few tracks from the stereo reissue of Something Cool, released in 1960. But before I turn back to Christie, I'd like to feature another artist who was going through a career transition around this same time, as the long-playing album format was becoming bigger in the jazz world. In 1956, Ella Fitzgerald was convinced by producer Norman Granz to leave Decca Records for Verve, his brand new jazz label. In fact, Granz created Verve expressly with Fitzgerald in mind. His vision was a songbook series, with Fitzgerald performing the songs of writers like Cole Porter, Irving Berlin, Harold Arlen, and the rest of the usual suspects on new long-playing 12-inch records. Ella Fitzgerald sings The Cole Porter Songbook from 1956 was not only the very first record in her eventual seven-record songbook series, It was also the first one ever recorded for the entire Verve label. Here's Ella Fitzgerald with Cole Porter's Miss Otis Regrets on Afterglow.
Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. She is sorry to be delayed, but last evening down in Lover's Lane she strayed. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and found that her dream of love was gone, madam, she ran to the man who had led her so far astray. And from under her velvet gown, she drew a gun and shot. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When the mob came and got her and dragged her from the jail, madam, they strung her upon the old willow across the way. And the moment before she died, she lifted up her lovely head and cried, madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
The day is my enemy, the night my friend. For I'm always so alone till the day draws to an end. But when the sun goes down and the moon comes through, to the monotone of the evening's drone, I'm all alone with you.
Through the
ecstasy. When dawn comes to waken me, you're never there at all. I know you've forsaken me till the shadow.
Three songs from Ella Fitzgerald's Cole Porter's Songbook from 1956, the first in the songbook series for Ella, and the very first record made for the Verve label. In that set, we heard Miss Otis Regrets, followed by All Through the Night and Night and Day. We'll close off tonight's show with two more tracks from June Christie's Something Cool. Something Cool became a huge hit for Christie in 1954, and by the time the decade was over, she recorded 9 more albums. In 1960, 6 years after the original, Christy and Capitol Records gave Something Cool new life, yet again, by recording it in the new fad of stereo recording. The new stereo mix added a bright new sheen to Pete Ruggolo's orchestrations, and it also featured Christy with 6 years of maturity added to her voice. We'll start with a lovelorn song by Matt Dennis and Tom Adair, and follow that up with a rare aria by Kurt Vile, with lyrics by Langston Hughes. First, here's June Christy with The Night We Called It a Day, in stereo, on Afterglow.
There was a moon out in space, but a cloud drifted over its face. You kissed me and went on your way. The night we call it a day, I heard the song of the spheres, like a minor lament in my ears. I hadn't the heart left to pray. The night we call it a day,
called it a day.
At night when everything is quiet, the old house seems to breathe a sigh. Sometimes I hear a neighbor snoring. Sometimes I hear a baby cry. Sometimes I hear a staircase creaking. Sometimes a distant telephone. Then the quiet settles down again. The house and I are all alone.
Lonely House, an aria from the opera Street Scene by Kurt Weill and Langston Hughes. Before that, The Night We Called It a Day. Both tracks from the 1960 stereo version of Something Cool by June Christie featuring the Pete Ruggolo Orchestra. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iHeartSoma.com. And from Central Wesleyan Church of Bloomington, a welcoming intergenerational church expanding its congregation by offering services at two locations, 518 West 4th Street and 3001 North Prow Road. Information at 4thStreetWesleyanChurch.org. You can see playlists from this and previous Afterglow programs on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, inviting you to tune in next week for our mix of vocal jazz from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.